USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of homes keeps soaring. A new report found home prices jumped 16.6% in May of this year compared to the same month last year. That's the highest mark in the report's history, and the 20-year composite index revealed the biggest year-over-year price jumps happened in Phoenix, San Diego, and Seattle. A House Select Committee is investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. In her opening statements at the hearing, Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney said the violence that day cannot go uninvestigated. Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson calling the attack on the Capitol planned and coordinated. Life without parole is the sentence for Georgia spa killer Robert Aaron Long, who pled guilty on Tuesday. Long admitted to shooting and killing four people at a spa back in March in Cherokee County, north of Atlanta. USA Radio News.
They're calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation is soaring. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax, or you can switch. Also, find Newsmax for free on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's news they can trust.
American gymnast Simone Biles is citing mental health concerns as the reason for withdrawing from the gymnastics team finals at the Olympics.
They were like crying, and I was like, you guys need to relax. You're going to be fine without me. Go out there, you kick some butt just like you've done in training, and just lay it out on the floor and see what happens.
After Biles withdrew from the team finals, the USA Gymnastics Twitter account tweeted she bowed out because of a medical issue. A Hong Kong protester is convicted in the first trial under a new tough security law.
Tong Ying Kit, the first person to be charged and tried under Hong Kong's national security law imposed by Chinese authorities, was found guilty of terrorism and inciting secession by three judges Tuesday. The 24-year-old had pleaded not guilty to the charge and was denied a jury trial. The maximum sentence is life in prison. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A trio of Texas Democrats who left the state in protest of a proposed voting law will be testifying before Congress. The House Committee on Oversight and Reform has called the hearing on Thursday. The Texas legislation would roll back some of the expansions made to voting during the COVID-19 pandemic. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott tells Fox News the stuff you're hearing out of the administration is not accurate when it comes to the new Texas voting reforms.
Anybody who says this is a Jim Crow law, they don't either know Jim Crow laws or they don't know what's going on in the state of Texas. And in fact, Texas passed a voter ID law a few years ago, and they said the same thing. Oh, this is a voter suppression. It will deny people of color the ability to vote. It's easier today than it's ever been for people of color, for all Texans, to be able to cast a vote. And so these aspersions that have been cast by the President of the United States are completely reprehensible. It shows the American people that the President of the United States is willing to lie about what's going on to try to get his way.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. 55-year-old Marlo Spaeth had worked at Walmart for nearly two decades and enjoyed her job immensely. Spaeth, who has Down syndrome, struggled to adjust to a change that Walmart made in her work schedule. When she requested an adjustment, the retail giant fired her. After a six-year legal battle, Walmart was ordered to pay Spaeth $300,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.